So it's time for sports with none other than Mr. Mike Causey. Good morning, Mr. Causey.
Good morning.
How cold is it down there?
It's 2.
Okay, we've got 7 below here.
Win.
That's right. I don't want to win, Mike. I don't want to win.
When it's that cold, it doesn't matter. It's cold.
I know. It's just cold. When it gets down close to zero, it's just plain cold.
And it's crazy. Yesterday we had a delayed opening, and it was nothing bad out. Today it's subarctic, and there's no delay. Well, figure that out.
That's the way it is. That's the way it is. All right. So, what do we want to talk about here in sports?
Not much going on today.
I know. It's just, I mean, there is literally nothing. Even the NFL hasn't delivered a bad story today. I mean, there's no muggings. There's no arrests. There's no anything.
They're not reporting any.
And in Major League Baseball, the biggest story that's there is Perez and the Twins finalized a $4 million one-year contract. $4 million. That guy's in the poorhouse.
For who?
A guy by the name of Martin Perez.
Yeah, okay.
$4 million for 1 year. But like I said, according to Major League Baseball and NBA standards, this guy is in the poorhouse.
Yeah, $4 million's like minimum wage.
Isn't it terrible? How about the NBA is the worst at that, though? You can be a player that's on the bench that plays like, I'll say 3 minutes a game, 5 minutes a game, a backup, and you're still making $1 million a year.
That's all? Just $1 million?
I think that's what that's what it is.
I thought it was more like 10.
No. This is a year. No. It's like $1 million, $1.2 million, the basic pay for that.
Now, it's out of control.
I know this story you like. The Mets promoted John Rico to a senior strategy officer.
There you go. Who's he?
John Rico. It sounds like he works for the mob.
Hey, so, when is a lifetime ban not a lifetime ban?
When it's the NFL?
No. Remember that knucklehead, I don't know how. What's his first name? Whatever his name is, Mejia, that used to pitch for the Mets. Remember that guy?
Oh, yeah.
He's back. He's on the Red Sox.
Oh, gosh.
He had a lifetime ban for 3 positive drug tests, which was probably like 3 years ago. So lifetime ban in baseball means 3 years.
The Red Sox bought him back.
Unbelievable. Who cares what... this is... yeah. Rules are meant to be broken, and there's no ramifications for it. A lifetime ban, 3 years, and Pete Rose is still out of the game.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
Yeah. This guy got caught with PEDs 3 times, and he's back in the game. Ridiculous.
It's unbelievable. Hey, in college football, Lincoln Riley took over.
Football?
Yeah, I want to go there for a second. Lincoln Riley took over at Oklahoma.
Is he like Lincoln Logs?
That's right. He's a young coach, and he took over a program that was always a winning program, right? So he's been there for 2 years now. And
where's he at?
Oklahoma.
Okay.
Yeah. He took over after what's-his-name left, retired, who was Bob Stoops.
Stoops.
Yeah, who had just an unbelievable run there.
Mm-hmm.
So they brought this kid in, was on the staff, right? So he took over. He's done a great job. He's had him in the top 10 all the time. They were playing, once again, 2 years in a row. Even though they didn't win, they were in the big show. So he made about $4.8 million last year. They just redid that contract for him. He is now going to have a salary close to $6 to $7 million a year. So,
yeah, they got a list of the top paid coaches, led by Nick Saban with $8.3 million a year.
Yeah.
Jim Harbaugh is 7.5. Jimbo Fisher's 7.5. Unbelievable.
Yeah, and
college football.
Yeah, well, that's what you often wonder why these guys leave college football to go to the pros. There's no reason to. They've got it made in college football. I think that is probably once you get your program to be a successful program, and your recruiting is good, it's a great program. I mean, UConn years ago, they had that guy in there, and they finally got to be a decent program. Not good, not top flight, but decent. Winning every year, going to bowl games. And the guy figured, oh, I'll move on. Well, yeah, he got crushed, and he was terrible. And he left a perfect situation. In college football.
In college, you're comfortable.
Yeah. In college, when you set it up and you're successful and you're getting paid, even if you're getting paid $2 or $3 million a year.
A lot of money.
Yeah. You've got it made. Because that doesn't include your housing, which is on campus most of the time. Your kids get an education at the school. I mean, it really is, when you're a college coach, I think, just stay there and enjoy life. You know, like Joe Paterno, who's the guy who did USC for all those years? McKay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just stay there. Just stay there. You know?
There's one guy on this list that should be putting money in a shoebox somewhere.
Who's that?
Willie Taggart, the coach of Florida State.
Yeah?
Because that program is going downhill, and the hill is covered with ice.
Yeah, it's unbelievable what happened to that program.
Yeah, had to tear it apart real quickly. Jimbo Fisher left 2 years ago, and Florida State went from perennial contenders to perennial pretenders. Their program stinks.
Yeah, it's not.
And not only are they bad playing, there's no control of the team either.
All right, so we're one day closer to the what they call
Super Bowl.
Well, you know, you have to call it if you're in a visit the big game, because Super Bowl is a copyrighted title. So that's why when you see all these restaurants and these places that are having Super Bowl parties, it's the big game. The big game.
Why, you have to pay to use the term Super Bowl?
Yep.
Well, just turn it from super to stupor, and that's all.
The Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl. I watch Bobby Boucher when Mama says, you can't play the foosball.
Foosball for the devil. That movie.
I got a lot of shows backed up on DVR, which I'll be watching Sunday.
That movie is terrific. The movie is just terrific.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's slapstick and it's vaudeville, but it's so funny.
Oh, it's great. It's a typical Adam Sandler movie that is funny.
Yeah.
And the great thing, if you watch Adam Sandler movies, is he keeps all his friends. He keeps them employed.
Hey, one of the cable channels did something very smart last night. They ran the movie Remember the Titans. Because
that's been on a lot lately.
But it ran, and they put a little prologue before it and after it
about the passing away.
The captain passing away. Yeah,
that's pretty interesting.
So it was pretty cool. So I watched the whole thing. Because it's a good movie. It's a good, like I said, it's a really good football movie, especially a high school football movie. So,
no, it's good. Yeah.
Well, I think we're pretty much done here. Anything else you want to talk about?
One more thing.
What's that?
The Knicks lost by 24.
To who?
Dallas.
It's just sad. That's just. The Knicks is just sad to even think about. It's just sad.
Oh, boy. I think they have 10 wins.
Oh, my God.
I think the over-under for the year is 14.
And you know what? They'll still lose the lottery.
Oh, of course.
It's the
Knicks. Well, I think now, yes, they are officially the worst team in the NBA. Cleveland and Phoenix both have 11 wins. The Knicks have 10.
Oh, God. Sad.
10 wins in 50 games.
They're a perfect 10.
There you go. They're a 20% team.
All right there,
20%.
Mike.
You got to do better than that by accident.
I know.
By accident.
It's a curse.
Maybe they're pushing the record to be as bad as Marshall football was for how many years?
Boy, it's terrible.
Or Columbia.
All right. Well, with that being said,
stay warm.
And I'll see you tomorrow.
You got it.
All right. Mike Causey with Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.